I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you hear that?
You're probably expecting some lyrics right now.
You're not going to get any.
You're not
getting any. This is what we call an instrumental.
Only we call it instrumental.
I specifically call it instrumental.
Because you're a musician, aren't you, Ostrom?
Listen, I'm a musician. I want everyone to listen, that's listening, to know that. And Ali Plum.
Yes.
I said your name.
That's my name. I'm not a musician, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're like, you mean this is a song where they've taken the words out? I'd say, no, that's incorrect.
How is this technically a song if no one's singing?
Well, you know what? That reminds me when I was doing A-level music, and when you keep calling like classical pieces of music songs. But, oh, it's that Wagner song? And my music should be like, it's a piece.
Are you saying that what we're listening to right now, just to check back in on it?
DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, they've written a piece of music.
That's a piece of music.
It certainly is, and you're with us today on 1990s Problems. We're going to talk a little bit about Wild Wild West, the...
Big Willie.
Big Willie style. He's all in it. He's getting jiggy with it. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I think it's safe to say this is the most successful sitcom based on a fictionalized version of a very successful rapper from the late 80s.
This is... You know what? I can't argue with that.
I don't think you can.
I was going to. I had a argument set. I was just thought, when you were saying that about fictional people, I just remember that the closest thing I can think of off the top of my head would be PJ and Duncan.
Wow.
Because they were fictional characters.
Yes.
In Biker Grove.
That jumped out of Biker Grove into the pop charts.
Biker Grove was a hole that they were stuck in.
Yeah.
And one day they were like, we're fed up of this, so we're going to jump out.
What do you think happened to those guys?
I don't know. But probably dead in a ditch.
Probably, yeah. Biker or maybe
Grove.
Just in a ditch, not dead,
I mean,
which would be worse.
That was actually a storyline in Biker Grove.
Dead in a ditch, episode 341.
Oh, it's a shame. I wonder if you can hear that.
What's startling for me, maybe not startling, but I was surprised doing some research for this, as we always talk about doing research.
I do so much research.
That he really was a successful musician before this became a TV show, because for us... I just knew him as Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
and I remember
being slightly confused that his name in the show was his real name in real life.
That's right.
So I was like, oh, right, so he is this guy on TV, and he's also a musician? Like, what a lucky bastard.
The walls are broken down.
And also, speaking of walls, blew my mind again, because this show was on between 1990 and 1996. That is six seasons. It was very successful, got loads of awards.
36 nominations.
But the beginning of the show, at least in the UK, because they didn't have the pre-roll teaser thing, was him sitting on a throne, and the throne looking like it was turning round and round and round. And someone said to me, and this is one of those playground pieces of fact that just blows your ears off, that it's the background that's twisting and he's staying the same.
It's an optical illusion.
It's an illusion,
Illusions.
Michael.
Wow.
Isn't that... I mean, honestly... That was important to me.
I need to look at it again, because everyone just, like, goes crazy for the rapping bit. I feel like there was somebody in the 90s that was a set designer just raking it in. Like, for, like... There's all these TV shows have a lot, like, foil waving around. You know what I mean? Like, where you'd find it like a bad tombola. They've managed to glamorize it. And there's spinning, a lot of garish colours. 90s was very bright, colour TVs.
This is the most 90s of all the shows I think we could possibly do.
It's
all the spray paint aesthetic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, it's all baggy trousers, neon,
loud.
Really, really short, like groove haircuts on the side of the head.
Yeah.
And, you know, high tops, just the lot. And obviously the Fresh Prince logo is the big green, like, graffiti,
I mean,
you know. But It had a great theme tune, and we've already heard the...
We've already heard the bed.
Instrumental version. I want to play for you the Spanish version, because in Spain, this was ridiculously successful.
Okay. Really?
Well, yeah, no, really. honestly, it was a huge success. In Spain, it was called El Príncipe de Bel Air. Oh. So that's fantastic. Incidentally, in Italy, it was called Willy Il Principe de Bel Air. And this one is the one I like the most, which is in Brazil, obviously in Portuguese. Paluco no Pedaçao, which I've pronounced awfully, but it literally means a crazy in the area.
I mean, that seems so racist.
I really, really want to start like a spin-off project. Like we form our own band called
A Crazy in the Area.
Or Crazies in the Area.
Crazies in the Area, yeah. I mean, that seems... Well, wrong. Brazil,
you could do better than that. But this is the Spanish theme tune. They didn't keep the English theme tune. They kept the music, but they had the guy who did the voice
overdubbing.
Yeah, for Fresh Prince.
See?
Big Willy. This is the Spanish version of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Ready?
Yeah,
versión en español.
Sí.
El Príncipe de Bel-Air. Ahora escucha la historia de mi vida, de cómo el destino cambió mi movida sin comerlo
so
ni beberlo.
Llegué a ser
el chuleta de un barrio llamado Bel-Air.
Oh. It's making me like I was trying to think of something to talk about, but I'm speechless.
You get the idea. It's See? So reverby. Reverby?
Like, that's what you could say.
And
that.
The organ, like the fake organs, like
yeah,
really
it sounds
goes
like
far.
They've gone on Spotify and found a bad karaoke version of it, and then he's recorded it into his like boombox because he wouldn't have had a. Like, listen to the hats on the originals. It's crisp.
Fucking crisp.
So crisp.
I hope you don't mind me swearing. I've got to do just one last intro thing.
Is this, like, the Polish version?
This is the full version, because the first three episodes had a full, like, two-minute-long theme tune.
Now they just played the whole thing.
With video content.
So they basically just played a music video at the start of a TV show.
There are several versions of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme tune. There is the actual single that
probably the most iconic as well. Like,
it's so iconic. It really
so everyone knows the rap.
Everyone knows the rap. And if you want to get a bunch of, you know, millennials to jump up and down in... When I went to Warwick University, we had something called Top Banana, which was the shots of Jägermeister.
Cool, that sounds cool.
What was the name of that awful drink? Where apple sours, that kind of night.
And this show is sponsored by Apple Sours. Thank you. We're
Thank you
delicious.
Very much.
When you're looking for a good time, Apple Sours.
Drink or pour into your ear holes. Apple Sours. Every single S you hear in this podcast would be written down with a Z.
Yes.
Thank you, Apple
yes.
Sours.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're
for
welcome.
For the sponsorship. So there are three versions, as far as I understand it, excluding the Spanish version. You have the full single, which came out, which was released, which has many more verses than you'd
on
think.
On 12-inch cassette.
Came out and hit number three in the Dutch charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Lecker.
Then there is, of course, the one that we know from the TV show, that
which
was slightly compressed. But there's in the first three episodes, it started straight with this, and it was 2 minutes instead of about a minute and a half.
Okay.
And this, I recently, by just doing this research for the show, I discovered that this was where I had the false memory, or so I thought, of his mum chucking his laundry into a bag. And there's another bit where he's on a plane, and I was like,
"His mom's
oh, no,
crazy." Like,
I swear, his mom does this. It's in an episode I saw, and I couldn't work out why.
Yeah,
I'm playing in the background. You can hear it. The theme tune
there he
again.
Is spinning around.
He's spinning around his chair.
Whoa, he's upside down.
I'm not going to put the mic to my speakers and my laptop until we get to the point that's important. But basically, his mom has these big, big specs.
Yeah,
she has a fake
like,
wig and
very. That's like a '90s like mom as well. Like the like yeah, fuck you, mom. I'm going outside. Listen to the spray paint in the cup.
I remember thinking how dangerous it would be to actually spray under your arms with spray paint. I was like, dude, that's going to really
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, bear in mind that the main plot of this is that he's in West Philadelphia. He's playing basketball. And then he gets bullied by some guys who look like they're from Run DMC.
Yeah.
And that's enough of a reason to send them all the way across the other side of the country.
Let's go to the West Coast.
Now, we understand that Vivian Banks had a very... Here we go.
Vicious. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is it.
show. This is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be all right.
I mean, it's mental.
Then you go back to normal.
This is the version. This is the single, right?
No, the single was a little bit longer. There were even more lyrics. Just to give you a sample of the even longer lyrics, I've got them here somewhere.
The thing I found interesting is that...
Hang on. But wait, I hear they're prissy, bourgeois, and all that. Is this the type of place that they should send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see you when I get there. So I hope they're prepared for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's great.
Could that be more English?
No, I don't think you could. I think it's like... Yeah, we should just do a rap episode.
I think we should just rap.
So you sound a bit like Stephen Fry when he's like, you could be like a bad.
The Fresh Prince.
I've seen a lot of like bad open mic comics do that where they just read rap music in a posh voice because that's funny.
I mean, you could do that with almost any song.
Yeah,
and make it sound terrible. What's love got to do?
What's love but a secondhand emotion? I don't know.
There are a lot of questions to ask about love.
But DJ Jeff, like, I just find it crazy that they. Were a thing. They sort of started in the 80s, 85. Yeah. Will Smith, how old was Will Smith when they started? He must have been like 7 years old.
Well, let's work out how old he is now, because for me, I'm a bit like the same thing with John Travolta and a couple of other people that I thought were quite cool when I was younger, yeah. And realised that as charming as they might be, they're just a bit odd.
Yeah.
Also, can I just point out, his name isn't Will Smith. His real name is Willard Carroll Smith Jr. He was born on September the 25th, 1968. He is now aged 46. Okay. And he looks great. He really does.
He does look great. He's got that magical thing that black people have where they just don't seem to age. Like Pharrell Williams says it as well.
I can't say the phrase, but I've learned this from Orange is the New Black. But essentially the phrase is, and again, also my friend Chris says this, black don't crack.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, that's what they say.
That is what they say, not what I say.
No, you didn't say it.
Because I'm thoroughly white. By the way, he did win, he won an Oscar nomination for The Pursuit of Happiness. Don't think this guy can't act. He can. I think Will Smith
is
fantastic.
I would say, what I wanted to talk about was like when everyone was like going crazy for the Fresh Prince rap, like, oh, I know all the words, everyone knows the words.
Yeah.
This was like BBC Two, wasn't it? BBC Two, tea time.
It was
show.
6 o'clock, kind you of like Weakest Link,
Simpsons.
Neighbours.
You got Weakest Link, Simpsons. Fresh Prince. I feel like that was Star Trek Enterprise in there as well.
Yeah, mixing it up.
Like when I think of like Fresh Prince and these things, I think I get the taste of fish fingers in my mouth.
Yes,
chicken Kievs,
mashed potato coming out of a packet.
Yeah, well, smash.
Smash. With my mum, born a bag of fish.
Oh, I know. Only on a Friday.
Just to scare you, this was exclusively aired on BBC Two in the UK from 1991 and continued being exclusively aired. On BBC Two.
They paid for the syndication.
Until 2004. Wow. That's how long a run this had. And I suppose in part this is because I think it had 148 episodes in
total.
You got
a lot of bang for your buck.
Off 6 seasons. 148.
What's on the BBC at that time? What are they showing?
I don't even know. When is Pointless on? Probably then.
Pointless replaced The Weakest Link.
I
think, didn't it? Because The Weakest Link's done. That's not on anymore, is it?
Probably. I don't know. Let's do a show on that.
Goodbye.
The theme tune composer is officially cited as the Fresh Prince in association with a touch of jazz ink.
Oh.
And the opening theme's official name is, open quotes, yo, exclamation mark, home to Bel-Air. So when people say the Fresh Prince theme, next time you hear them say the Fresh Prince theme, say no.
No, yo.
It's called yo.
Home to Bel-Air.
Home to Bel-Air.
Home to Bel-Air.
I've actually been to the house. I have pulled up to the house, which was about,
around
seven or eight, yeah.
What time was it? You know, said yo-ho to the cabbie, I'll smell you later.
Yeah.
Ironically, I got a cab here, because I'm high, falutin.
You're so bloody cool.
My cab driver was very smelly, so I feel little bit like I've come to talk about the Fresh Prince in the Fresh Prince theme.
And he's been not very fresh.
No, he wasn't.
And he's been
the
prince in your car.
Smelled really bad, but I don't want to like write a bad. You can't write a bad review about it, can you?
You can't. No. Uber, they really get you because they all seem such lovely people.
Maybe I'll complain direct to Uber and get a free cab.
The name of the house is not the Banks Mansion, but 251 North Bristol Avenue. And once when I went on, because I'm that kind of guy, those Hollywood famous places
tours.
Oh,
yeah, the houses.
Where they go, oh, my God, there's Justin Timberlake's house, and it's right next to Justin Bieber's. No, it's not. They're lying to you. It's just a big house.
Hollywood's a lie.
Oh, look, that's where Michael Jackson overdosed. Yep, that's true.
That's true. Least, you did. You got that one right. That.
Yep. You did do a bit of that.
Sir Michael Jackson, allegedly, anything.
Allegedly anything. Honestly, it was one of those tours where I went, yeah, that's not true.
The allegedly anything tour.
I know that's not true. Oh, there's that's where a local DJ lives. I don't care.
That's where a local DJ lives.
Honestly, it was like that. It was one of those like open-top buses. But
that's cool.
It's a real place. It was built in 1937. They did all the, obviously, exterior shots in there, but then they rebuilt the whole house on sound stages. And then after
they
the first season
anymore, do they
did it again and they redid the house.
They gave a refurb.
Yeah, they refurbed it. They made it kind of spacier, and by spacier I mean bigger.
Oh wow.
Also
he had that big room he used to dance around in.
Well, they danced.
They had a butler.
God, they danced so much. I think a lot of my dances, I
was just dancing on a podcast. It didn't really work. My hand is moving a lot right now. It looks great, doesn't it?
Oh, you look awesome. It's just one-handed as well because your mic's in the other one.
I look almost like I'm doing like a Zakiel, but
We're going to show you how to do this dance.
And a gif.
We're going to call it Crazy in the Area.
Dun, 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 but dun,
the other thing a riddle I had to solve in my head is because when you're a kid, you don't work out like how the sausage gets made when it comes to TV. But there were two people who played.
That is not a Douglas W right there. You don't learn how the sausage gets made.
That's a phrase.
That's not. I mean, you've said it. It's a phrase.
It's a phrase.
I've never, my entire life heard that.
The phrase the sausage gets made. Like, you don't want to know how actually things get made. Because
no, I don't know. I've never heard.
Essentially.
I've never used sausage.
His aunt.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
No.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
Vivian Banks in the first three seasons was a different person, played by a different person to the last three seasons.
Uh-oh.
And when you're young, you're watching these episodes out of order and you don't know what's going
on. Yeah, as well,
and I was just thinking how...
Banging around wherever.
How is this the same... You just accept it because you're young. But apparently what happened is that in her contract, the actress, the original actress called Jeanette Hubert Witten.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jenny. Jenny.
Yeah, the old Jenny.
Jenny from the block.
She got pregnant and wanted to have a kid. They had to incorporate this into the show.
Like in Frasier.
Not. Yeah.
I love that.
They couldn't not have her.
She just get fat?
And they did this in Friends as well with Phoebe. They had to incorporate this.
Phoebe, she has babies.
She does have babies. And
what do they do in Fresh Prince?
They just have a younger kid. Yeah, they have a new.
So like, she is pregnant.
Cousin.
She's does a
yeah.
Because my favorite thing about Frasier is they do a whole season where Daphne's pregnant, and they just they're like, "Why is Daphne getting so fat? We don't know why." And it's really mean.
She's just a bit overweight.
And then she like they have her just like eating all the time, and then like they send her away to like a health spa, and then she comes back.
What's so great about that is that the person who plays her, what's her name? Jane Lynch. No, not Jane Lynch. Anyway.
Jane, you can look it up.
I'm going to have to look it up. She was, for the longest time, the most paid female TV star in the US history.
Yeah, Frasier's big, man.
She coined it. And so the idea of her just going, yeah, I don't mind. Call
me fine.
Fat.
What? How much am I getting paid an episode?
$2 million
sure.
An episode? Yeah,
yeah
probably.
Fine. Mm.
Yep, that's cool.
Fatty
Jane
McFat
Leaves.
Fat.
Her name is. Also, on a bit of trivia, Jane Leaves is one of the Christmas, It's Christmas in Heaven girls who are at the end of The Meaning of Life in Monty Python, where they wear big red kind of fur-trimmed Santa's outfits, but they're also angels, and they have prosthetic breasts covering their breasts. She's one of them. That is your
factoid.
Fun fact of the day.
That's good.
Ali facts. I like it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sorry, so that's just something I want to mention.
Talking about,
but
yeah.
she got chucked out, essentially. She got pregnant. And
get out of here, preggers.
In your
sick
contract,
of it.
It says you can't get pregnant.
I don't care if you're in the union. This ain't a union show. How do you think we afford to build these houses twice per season? You want more space in the room? I ain't got no space for your kids.
We gotta hire another actor for your little baby kid.
Yeah. Is she a child actor? No, she's just mere infant. Can she act? Can she rap? Not in my chow.
You can't act and you can't rap.
Quincy, come in here.
Jonesy.
Quincy, we were watching a video of Quincy Jones before, and he just mumbles.
He
which
just
is probably
mumbles more than
why he didn't sing. He but very good at making hit records.
I'm not. I mean, I respect Quincy Jones. I think he's a great human being.
Listen,
but can you work out what he's actually saying here?
And I whip. one of the reviewers from...
He sounds like when Bob Dylan does live music shows now, where he just completely changes the song, and you're like...
What?
Is that like a Rolling Stone? Is I don't
that?
Know.
Will Smith used to come on his set, and sometimes he'd take a big sandwich, and sometimes I'd say, Will, you can't eat a sandwich on the set.
What would Bob Dylan sound like if he did the Fresh Prince song? Sorry, yo, home to Bel Air.
Thank you, because I was about to ask you, what song do you mean? he would probably, I mean...
West Philadelphia.
I mean, it sounds like I'm doing a really bad 80s bit now. It sounds like that. It's so bad. I saw Bob Dylan once at the Roundhouse. I was interning there. That's the thing you do when you're young.
God, you're cool.
Yeah. And he was in the car park. He played at the Roundhouse. And before the gig, he was just walking around the like backstage car park. There's a big like car park that's for staff. And let me say car park some more.
Yeah. And, so what, cars parked in there?
Yeah, sure. Cars, okay. Buses, things with wheels would stop there
maybe some
for
bikes.
A significant amount of time.
Yeah, do you think it's gated. Bob Dylan had a car?
Bob Dylan didn't have a car, but he had a big tour bus.
Cool.
And they shared the car parking space with, what's that fancy ice cream place in Camden?
Oh, the gelato place.
Yeah, them. And you know they have those, like, you know those like old Italian vans, like they're really, kind of, I think of like the things from Cars. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, bubbly, they're kind
yeah,
of firm,
like,
yeah,
yeah. And they sell ice cream out the back of it. Yeah. I watched Bob Dylan just, like, you know what old people walk with their hands crossed behind their backs? Like, and he just inspected a van.
And then he had
looked
ice cream.
Like, he bopped his head around it, and he was just, like, looking at it, and he was, like, you know, sort of nodded, I understand you now, and then went away. And it was just my favourite thing that I ever saw.
I would love to
watch Bob Dylan just be an old man,
see him
be interested in a small Italian vehicle.
I want to lick a twister. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for much.
That's one of the... I want to lick a twister is one of the lyrics he uses in his version of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I want to lick a twister.
Somebody who can do a better, no offense, Ross.
How dare you?
Rap, do a better rap and do a better Bob. Adam Buxton, we're calling on you. But no, just to finish off this thing, she eventually got chucked off.
She
Janet,
was out of it. See you later.
Hubert Witten, and replaced by Daphne Maxwell Reed, who I think I prefer. She had bigger hair. But she also apparently was a difficult person to work with.
Yeah.
Will Smith has gone on the record and saying that she was a bit difficult to work with. She has a very small role in a Friends episode, so it wasn't all bad. And she will live on forever because of her fame.
Well, it was absolutely.
Because of the show. Will Smith obviously is Will Smith, but we should obviously give a huge shout-out to his second-in-command, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Carlton.
I'd forgotten watching these shows over and over now.
Stars, is it Dancing on Ice? What's Carlton doing in the States now?
Yeah, he's doing something like that. But he is
Dancing
such a big part
stars.
Of the show. He is huge.
Yeah.
And he is just as good, if not better sometimes,
There's
than
There's a bit
Will
where Smith. Will Smith goes to Jazzy Jeff. He's like, hey, did... You know the rumors about you having a little brother? And then they point to Carlton. He's just like the butt of all the jokes.
All the jokes.
I love him. I like Carlton. He was funny. He had a good dance. He has that famous dance he did.
He did that.
That's a better dance.
The kind of, he loved Tom Jones and
yeah,
he
like
did that. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
Super like, you know how Pete Townsend swings his arm around a guitar? He did that whilst clicking his fingers.
Yeah. And just be, it was like a cool black dude who danced like a white person.
It was actually one of the better moments from Graham Norton, who I think is a really good like chat show guy. But this one is the like, a really good moment is when they got the Fresh Prince theme redone. Like they got Will Smith on, they got his son on because this was promoting After Earth, and they got I'm gonna just grab it, go pull it up, and they brought in Alfonso Ribeiro, who's currently, as you say, doing like Dancing on Ice
over
the US.
He came when I used to work at Apple. He was a genius. He came in once. He had a really old Mac. This is like 3 or 4 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he came in.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, he came in and his Mac was. He had like an old G5 or G4. Basically, like it was too old for it to be repaired. Like they don't repair them anymore because they're a big horrible tech company. But he was just like, he didn't have enough money to buy a new computer. And I was like, you're on Fresh Prince. You're on the television on a huge syndicated show.
He doesn't get the...
You couldn't afford a new Mac. I mean, they're expensive.
They are expensive, but it always makes me sad when that happens because he genuinely suffers from fame. Like, as in, he cannot walk down the street without people feeling like they own him. All doing the shouting, doing the dance.
Yeah.
quoting one of the bad jokes at him.
Yeah. Fresh Jesse Jeff's little brother.
Way. It's not unusual.
Because he used to live in the UK, I think, didn't he?
Is that true?
Well, yeah, he was, when he came to us, to the thing, he definitely was. He was on I'm a Celebrity as well, wasn't he? Jesus.
Let me play you this bit on Graham Norton, just for a little bit, so you can get the idea of what this sounds like now. The worst thing is Jaden Smith being part of this.
Oh, that's the...
Also, it's got Heather Graham dancing along, and it's really weird. Now, you think, oh, that's cool. Could you it get any better?
The worst thing about it is Jaden Smith. You can say that anytime Jaden Smith's anywhere.
You could say that about
the
pretty
much
anything.
The worst thing about this is Jaden Smith.
I was knighted by the Queen, and the worst thing about it is that Jaden Smith still lived.
Still.
One more little surprise from Will Smith.
The Weird Al Alfonso is going to do his dance. There he is.
Still, Jaden Smith is the worst thing in this.
Yeah.
He's just the guy...
And then they're just singing. I remember seeing this and being like, baby, don't you think, like, I guess, I mean, you don't have enough money to buy a Mac, new Mac.
Nope.
You get up. What are you doing Thursday night? I think they record Graham Norton, don't they? Because I've been in the audience once. What are you doing tonight, Alfonso? Probably just going to go home and have a dinner. Fancy... I'm promoting a new Hollywood film.
Which?
That's one of those things that you're not involved in anymore.
A movie.
I'm in a movie. Do you remember what those are? No, because you haven't been in one since, oh, I don't know, 1993.
A feature film production.
But my sort of obnoxious son's going to be on it with me. We're going to be on Graham Norton. Do you want to come out? We're going to get the crowd going because I'm going to do the thing that you used to be involved with, but you're just going to come out and dance like an idiot to a Tom Jones song. Is that all right with you?
Hey, do you remember when I got all of the fame and glory and the huge career, even though when it came to the show that was very popular, you were easily 50% of why it was good?
Absolutely.
You remember that?
Yeah. Go on.
Well, because I think you might remember because you're currently doing all the student union gigs up and down the country because you get paid... all the booze you can drink and no more, so you can go to Sheffield and click your fingers. Do you know that show?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, could you do that on a public level in front of all of the world?
For YouTube and on YouTube.
And then efforts. Eventually two pricks in an attic will talk about you in a disparaging way.
Yeah.
And talk about how good you were at clicking your fingers.
Yeah, all right, go on then.
Yeah, go. And also, could I get a free laptop? Sure.
Sure, no problem. Let me just go get that for you.
Alfonso, that's totally cool.
Alfonso. And I feel sorry for him.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, right?
I like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
He's a cool
I think he's
mother.
Maybe my favourite member of the Fresh Prince Bel-Air cast.
Very well put.
Thank you. I was trying to create three sentences at once.
That was that a very slick bit of word building.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
A soundbite. But yeah, he's great. Like, that Jazzy Jeff just seemed cool.
He was cool as hell. And he had the other cool thing, you know, he again was called Jazz, so he kind
Jazz.
Of played himself, and I thought that was cool too. But the funniest character, I thought, was Jeffrey, the butler.
Yeah, well, he's the straight man.
He would just say all the Tronda-like barbs.
Yeah.
And because they eventually really went to town on how fat and overweight and ate so much the uncle was.
R.I.P.
He really, really, really had all the funny jokes about him being overweight. And when you're a kid, that is just triple funny.
Fat people are funny.
Yeah.
Can't argue with it.
Fat people are even funnier when people take the mick out of them.
Yeah. Oh, you're fatty. That stuff like that.
This show also introduced me to Tyra Banks.
Tyra.
Who coincidentally obviously had the same surname as the family in the show. But she played...
That's right.
A girlfriend of Will Smith. And
what's her name? Yeah, she was in it.
Ridiculously beautiful.
And... what's the daughter?
The younger daughter.
Yeah. She gets super hot towards the end, doesn't she?
She does a bit, yeah.
Because she gets she's older, so it's all life happening.
It was a bit of a Harry Potter Hermione thing. Karen Parsons was the name of the ditzy clothing obsessed one. And the other daughter, who's called Ashley, was called Titania M. Alley.
Yeah, was it her?
That's the name of the actress.
Yeah.
And she's now in a CBS soap opera, The Young and the Restless.
Oh, I love that show.
So there you go. She is of Afro-Panamanian and Indo-Trinidadian.
Afro-Panamanian.
I just love all of the words I just said. All of the words I just said, I love.
I love them too.
Just wonderful. But yeah, we haven't even talked about like individual episodes and stuff. We've just been talking about the general...
Yeah, because you know, we talked. You were doing some bare bones research.
Yeah,
because you're a nerd.
I'm a bloody nerd. Over the past 24 hours, I've watched, I think, 13 Fresh Prince episodes.
Unlucky for some.
I was pretty pleased.
Yeah,
I should have said I've watched about 7 or 8, but I
that would have been good now. But don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Smell you later.
Okay.
What? Yeah, Uncle. I'm just going in on it from just like what I like to do is just watch the YouTube clips of Google search BuzzFeed, because that people make content like that is amazing. It's almost as ridiculous as this.
Because BuzzFeed is the website version of what we do, which is just wallowing in the shallowest pool of nostalgia there could possibly be, kicking up some water into your face, and you gratefully grab it with your mouths.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Gratefully grab it.
And you can quote me on that.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's 2 quotes for this show.
Take that to the bank.
You can put that in the banks.
Nice. You got 2 crazies in this area. Okay, so what's BuzzFeed got to say?
BuzzFeed, well, there's a few interesting ones. So there's a 30 times the Fresh Prince was the wittiest person on 90s TV.
That's not true. You had Lister from Red Dwarf. That was in the 90s for a bit.
I never liked that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go. Quote me on that. You can put that in the reviews.
Stick that on the back of the VHS.
See that on the IMDb review page. Will's like having dinner in the place, and Hillary's like picks up a bag of like food, and she goes, "This is gross. I don't touch greasy, disgusting things." And then Will's like, "Well, just pretend it's buying dinner afterwards." Sick burn.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Sick burn.
There was a lot of sick burns. Actually, if you were looking to pick up sick burns for your schoolyard so you can give other people sick burns...
Go on.
This show was full of great sick burns. Full of them. Is this just BuzzFeed article just them saying, "Oh, these are the cool bits"?
Yeah, like there's just loads of like...
I want to talk about...
It's great for a podcast, me just looking at GIFs.
But I want to just talk about how, though it was full of sick burns and was genuinely very, you know, inverted commas...
Yeah.
Funny.
Go on.
I think the other shows we've done so far have been more kid-based, whereas this may have been watched by kids, but it was like adult.
It was a crossover. Sitcom. Yeah, it was a pure... It was a sitcom. Situational comedy.
Was a family sitcom that dealt with family issues, real-life issues, didn't swear, didn't get too graphic.
But it had that thing like Seinfeld has where they allude to...
Yes, it would.
...rudeness.
The dad and the mum, Vivian and is it Philip?
They're always trying to get the home alone and stuff.
Always trying to get some time alone so they can. There's one bit he's very bad at doing any housework like fixing or plumbing or electrical stuff.
Yeah, so which is weird that they would make him do that when they have a butler. So they're obviously all right to pay for some things to be done.
But he insists on.
He's like, listen.
But the mum comes up to him and says, "If you want Mr. Wrench to go into Mrs. Toolbox, you better call up a plumber." And you're going, yeah, but it would do that. And in a totally tee-hee, titter-titter way.
Or like Will Smith just chirps onto so many, any honey.
He is a flirt machine. Also, he kept referring to the ooh-wah girls or the hoo-wah girls, which apparently were just like booty shakers. He just kept bringing
them
up.
Shake that booty. Shake that whammy fammy.
Yeah. Whammy fammy shakers is their name. Yeah,
that's what I'm doing to the comments, Sabrina. Shake you. But yeah, one of my good lines is he's like just taking the piss out of poor old Colin.
Yeah.
Alfonso. And Will's like, "Yeah, you also thought Tupac Shakur was a Jewish holiday."
Oh! Is another
cracker. I like that. That's
Colin
funny.
Says, "I'm sick of being such a loser." Will goes, "Oh, see, you're not big." Because he's short. Here's another great one. Oh, I do remember using this. "Oh, my God, Carlton, what's that hideous thing growing out of your neck? Where? Where? Oh, never mind. It's just your head.
I remember that one. Good, sick burn.
That is a really super, super sick burn.
Sick burn. So, yeah, come tell me a little bit about the episodes. What were you enjoying?
Well, I actually, and I'm going to shout out to a big Fresh Prince fan. You've got the, his, I think it's his. No, it may have been her, actually. I take it back.
Who's that?
Who said, here are my 10 favourite.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched them because I thought we want to look back on the show in the best way it could be. Like, the best shows, the ones you should watch. You shouldn't watch, like, some rubbish one because, really, you know, life's too short and you want to review on its best.
Life's too short to what? No.
No. But, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
They suggested, this person suggested quite a few.
TheLoserSection.wordpress.com. Shout out to TheLoserSection.wordpress.com.
We love your work.
From an article she wrote last year. Or he. I don't know why I thought it was a girl.
I thought it was a girl. But it has on that list quite a few of the quote-unquote serious episodes where they dealt with serious issues. Because this wasn't just a show that went, oh, Colin Short. Yeah, but we did have plenty that also did that.
Because it deals with class.
It dealt a lot with, like, a few very important issues. Class.
Race.
Racism. And kind of family, like serious family issues.
Yeah. Growing up.
Pregnancy and love. Puberty and first dates and, you know, seeing your sister grow up and have a first date and people getting married. And it was all dealt in a funny but quite loving way. In one, Colton and Will get held up outside of a cash machine.
Oh, yeah.
And Will jumps in front of the bullet for Carlton, saves his life. And the episode is essentially seeing Will Smith in the hospital bed, making jokes, always making jokes, trying to kind of like cover up his vulnerability by just making all these jokes. And Carlton saying, no, this isn't funny. You can't make a joke out of this. You're always making a joke out of it and you can't. He comes back in to the hospital bed, the next scene, with a gun. And there's a really tender moment where Will said, I saved your life. Now give me the gun. You don't respond to violence with violence. Don't do it. I won't let you do it.
I love it. That's great.
And that's not even like a class thing. That's not about you know, racism or what it is to be black. It's just gun violence.
Yeah, it's good.
And how it was endemic wherever you are. If you're in Bel Air or in Compton.
Or in America.
Or just in the America.
Because America's...
So there's one example of them dealing with a serious topic. Well,
one of the things I found was like on this Tumblr, somebody... point out, you know, we're going to get very serious for a second. Call this the serious section.
Serious section.
Not serious. That's a radio channel. Serious.
It's also a character in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this isn't either of those things.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
About serious stuff.
Serious section.
Serious. But yeah, basically, there's a bit where Jazzy Jeff, I think they just refer to him as Jazz, don't they?
They do, yes. He's just Jazz.
He's like, Jazz is in court. Or something, and all of a sudden he puts his hands up, and Uncle Phil's like, "You can put your hands down, Jazz." He's like, "No way, dude! No way, dude's got a gun." Next thing you know, I got 6 warning shots in my back. He goes, "Jazz, okay, I'm putting my hands down now," which is basically what happened to the guy that got shot in America.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh shit!" Fresh Prince predicted it. I don't think anyone thought that.
I don't think it's conspiracy.
But I think they're just pointing out that police shoot black people unnecessarily.
Well, on that topic, there is an episode where Carlton drives one of his dad's friend's cars down to wherever they're going on vacation.
Right.
Because the rest of them are going in a helicopter. Because, in case you didn't know...
They're rich.
They're really rich. He's like a private lawyer that makes a lot of money, which is why he can have all these kids that demand all this stuff. He can have this trumped-up, silly daughter who...
Yeah, they were like... It's like the wardrobe of it is like Clueless level of like craziness, isn't it?
God, yeah. Like the big floppy hats and the shoulder pads that went out for miles. But yeah, they're driving down. Carlton and Will are driving down to this place, and they get pulled over.
Yep.
And why did they get pulled over? Not because they were driving fast or because they were being reckless. If anything, it's because they were driving slowly. They see that there are two black people in the car, and they don't understand these policemen how a black person could drive this car, a young black man could drive this car. So they take him in and they arrest him.
It's weird that it got on network television.
Yeah. And it's all done
now
like, in a very light way.
How safe.
But at the end, it goes. it would happen. The show would end not with, ha ha ha, what a funny story, everything's all fine.
Yeah.
It would end with, you must remember it,
don't do
just
that.
A pause. Like, it'd be a character looking at the floor or whatever. Dun, 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 and it ends with a character essentially saying, this just shouldn't happen. There's no way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Why is this still a thing? Why do we have to deal with this? It doesn't matter if you're posh. It doesn't matter if you're working class. If you're black and you're in a rich man's car, you'll be treated differently. And this is like a 6 o'clock, half six show for, in quote unquote, the kids.
For the kids.
So that's just one example. What was another one? I mean, there are others when they all get brought onto an Oprah's show, and it's only the immediate family who are allowed to go in. And then, of course, Will isn't part of the immediate family.
Family assumes a very important call happened.
No, we're ignoring this very important call, unfortunately. I know, right? I'm in trouble.
Fucking hell.
I will do one of those things that you never do on your phone, which is you do the can't talk right now.
You can't talk right now podcasting.
Yeah.
Which only comes with iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah.
Because it comes with its own plug-in for obnoxiousness.
Yeah. If you're
sorry, can't talk right now. I'm podcasting.
Yeah.
I sound like Tim Gunn then.
Tinge.
Do you know Tim Gunn? America's Next Top Model?
Name.
Designers.
Oh.
That's a good voice of it.
I'm proud of you. I have no idea of the frame of reference, but I'm proud of you.
Designers. It's a great impression. As far as my impressions go, that one word I just said there sounds loads like it.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But no, those are just a few examples of where it would...
Get serious.
Get really serious. But it would be serious. Hey, let me explain it this way. It would be about a serious topic, but they would still keep it funny. That is what made it good.
Regardless of the situation.
Yep.
There is comedy.
Quite so.
What they did there is defined a genre.
Oh, so good.
So good.
What was another one that was a... Okay, here's one with them dealing with rent disagreements. Will lived in the pool house. The rest of them lived in the main house.
Oh,
and he
nightmare.
Refuses to pay rent until his air conditioner gets fixed. And
it's hot in L.A.
Man, is it hot. And
it's
Uncle
hot.
Phil takes them to court. And they make this whole thing really funny, but it's also dealing with the fact, like, you know, the law.
So they rent the house, and they're like...
And they own the house, but he has a nominal rent he has to pay his uncle.
Right.
And he isn't paying it until the air conditioner gets fixed.
Oh, I see. I thought, okay.
I was so jealous of that pool house. I mean, it's that
cool.
In the OC when you go, wow.
Yes.
That's better than my house. That pool house.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh.
I wish I had a pool.
He had all his like baseball caps like up on a wall, like high up on
That's
the
right.
wall.
He had
man.
A butler come in, pressing his big baggy pants.
Pressing his baggy pants. I mean, that's really going too far.
I think he did though, didn't he?
You press your baggy pants?
I think you do. I don't know. Wouldn't you? If you had a butler, let me put it to you like this. If you had a butler,
this is a fair question.
You'd be having him fold everything, wouldn't you? You'd have him pressing everything.
I'd have him folding, pretty much everything.
My mum used to iron my socks and boxer shorts. Fucking great.
Oh.
You never had that?
No.
Let me tell you something. Listeners, get yourself a service wash. You'll thank me later. I've been trying to open a Diet Coke with one hand for upwards of 60 minutes. How long have we been recording this? 43. It's very difficult. But yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on Fresh Prince? Are you loving it?
I'm loving it. I'm really, really loving it. I'm actually thinking I'm loving it more than Sabrina.
Whoa!
It stands... Sabrina, like we said before, is aimed for like 13, 14, or maybe a little bit older.
Yeah.
This is just a universal thing. It's just a very good show. It's very, very, very much of its time, but still has jokes that work.
Yeah.
It has very lovable characters. Everyone we've mentioned... Hillary, everyone's
great.
Is lovable, stupid, silly, vulnerable, real.
Yep.
I'm going too far. But it's a slick show, too.
You get a tattoo of Fresh Prince. Somebody said you have to get your favorite 90s TV show tattooed. You'd be like, Fresh Prince, I'll get the logo.
Wow.
Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
I thought so in as many words.
Yeah. I thought so in as many thoughts. I've got a couple of juicy trivia facts from the IMDb
page. Hit me with some trivia!
Here we go. According to Will Smith in an interview, the reason for the character being called Will Smith was that during the creation of the show, because like we said before, it was kind of concocted to fit him, he and Alfonso Ribeiro, so it shows that they were part of the thing even from the very beginning, their partnership, were brainstorming names for their characters. Alfonso remarked that Will had to be careful in naming his character as people would refer to him in public by that name for the rest of his life.
Oh,
big balls.
That is like
thinking the show was going to be that big. And it was. He was right.
But also, like, why did you call yourself Carlton?
I suppose, yeah, that's foolish. And, Carlton suggested
predicted
Will Smith.
His own future. Like he said, listen, you want to be careful, Will, because people are going to call you Will for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And they'll only ever remember you from this show that we're making. It's going to be huge. And he's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to do Independence Day.
Yeah, I'm going to punch an alien in the mouth. Don't worry, I'm going to do After Earth.
Favorite Will... What's your favorite Will Smith film?
I do love Men in Black.
Yep.
I do love Independence Day, though it's too long. I rewatched it recently.
ID4.
Oh, I like Hitch, even though it's crap.
Hitch is great.
Even though nominally and critically I should be like, this is terrible, I can't help but love it. And what else would be a good Will Smith movie? Like a more serious one that he did. Tell me yours, maybe I'll remind myself of some.
I feel like when you were talking about the raps, I don't know all the Fresh Prince rap, but I remember having on a CD single, Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild, Wiki Wild, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West. I know the whole rap. For the first verse. Am I going to do it right now?
Yes.
Not necessary.
No.
But could I do it if I wanted to? Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I remember doing it at school disco.
Wow.
We were dancing around.
Were you doing the Carlton dance?
I think we were doing the Carlton dance, is what you said.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
But with your knob out.
When I was about 7.
Yeah,
I was a little boy.
Yeah.
And I just had it out.
You were running around. I
couldn't go to the toilet in a cubicle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless you were totally naked.
Yeah, your pants down. I love it. My favorite thing in the world is when I, as an adult, you're out somewhere and there's just a little person, just boom, fuck it. Can you imagine doing it? I mean, that's obviously probably a bad sketch now, but like that thing when you were a kid and you're just like, well, it's how I do it at home.
Yeah.
Why would I do it any different here in this pub?
I'm going to sit on this urinal with my backside into it. What are you going to do about it?
You what?
Yeah, so what? It's how I do it at home. I always, and people who know me will know I do this.
Yeah.
If they're men and they go into the loo, when I go into
or
the loo,
girls.
I always drop trowel at the urinal.
You drop trowel?
All the way down.
You DT?
Right down to the ankles. I am just out. My bare bottom is out.
Ali, you sit, you get your, I'm bursting for a wee. Hold on a sec. Belt, pants, drop.
Yep.
If you're wearing a skinny jean, you have to really push them down.
If someone rings at the doorbell, I have to waddle out.
Oh, nightmare.
Nightmare.
Well, yeah.
Enjoy that image, ladies.
So I was dancing in this school hall, sliding around on my knees.
Oh, I used to do that a lot, actually.
It's because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the only people that get to do it as adults are footballers. It's not fair.
That's why they work so hard to get that job. It's certainly not for the money. It's not for the money.
No, no, at all. When I had the choice. I could either
get a
city job or be a professional footballer and slide around on my knees when I score a goal.
Mm.
Take your pick. But yeah, so I mean, this is turned into a long tangent. The point being,
it's my fault.
I know the rap to Wild Wild West. It's a great song. I can't believe Stevie Wonder allowed Will Smith to. The Men in Black song is a Stevie Wonder sample as well, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I think, is that right? Let me check that. But yeah, it is Men in Black.
Incidentally,
yeah.
Jeffrey's last name is actually Butler, so it's Jeffrey Butler.
Ironic.
And his middle name is Barbara.
Right.
The cab driver in the opening sequence is Quincy Jones, the guy who co-produced the show, which is why you saw, you know, his logo at the end of it. The current wife of Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, actually auditioned for the role of his girlfriend, Lisa, on the show, but was told she was too short.
Wow.
And the whole running gag Carlton Dance thing is apparently, and I don't necessarily believe this to be true, was meant to be a riff on Courtney Cox's dance during the Bruce Springsteen music video Dancing in the Dark. I'm just going to have a look at that and see if that's a load of BS.
It's not. Men in Black is another sample. Here come the Men in Black. It isn't a sample from there. Like a lot of hip-hop, they sample stuff. I was getting myself confused. That was all that was happening.
Those hip-hoppers.
Damn trip-troppers. Rip-roppers. Rip-a-dubba-dubba.
See, you do know all the words to Wild Wild West. That's amazing.
Wicca-wicca-wow-wow. Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want none of this. Six gun of this. Pop none of this. Pop those soldiers. Look, because like I told you, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meets Jim West. Rough West. Nothing. I don't know all of it as I once did.
You're a bit mumbly like Quincy Jones, and he'd like that.
Well, listen, I once sent an audition tape to Quincy for to do his ADR work. They were like, we need somebody to come in when Quincy is just almost immobile in the mouth.
Immobile in the mouth. The latest album from Cheap Meat.
Quincy Jones, immobile in the mouth. He's so immobile that you just have to mumble, sound like him when he's mumbling. I was like, I sent in my Wild Wild West rap.
And they were like, we love you, you're coming in.
You're coming in.
We're going to make you a star.
Sound a little too...
You're too short.
Too short.
You're too short.
Story of my life.
Your voice is fine, but you're too short.
Yeah, and you can hear it when you project. That's what they said.
I have now seen the section of Dancing in the Dark, the music video, where Bruce Springsteen is playing to a crowd, and there are three girls up front.
With Courtney Cox.
Gorgeous.
Is that the one where he pulls Courtney
Cox
out?
Courtney Cox gets pulled up.
Get out, Courtney!
Courtney, get out! Get up here!
The director had that with his big megaphones. Courtney, get out now!
Get up! Get on a bloody stage!
That's it.
He's a Cockney, obviously. And she does indeed do the most amazing Carlton dance. She does do the double click.
Oh, my God.
Super hand swing. And can I just say, Brucey's doing a bit of it, too.
Maybe it's the 80s.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That.
Real swing. If Carlton. You're going to do anything after listening to this podcast, look at this shot of this video.
Listen
of Courtney
to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, because he's amazing.
He's good.
But no, a very fresh-faced Courtney Cox swinging our arms
swinging
like
our
it
arms.
Ain't no thing.
The Carlton dance is an amazing dance. Go down in history as one of the best TV dances, I'd say.
He may be unable to get a new laptop.
What was it about the 90s that just people dance badly? Like Sabrina couldn't dance to save her life. It haunts me how bad her dancing was.
But,
I sometimes wake up screaming.
Yeah.
Just shouting over and over again.
Sometimes you wake up dancing, I heard.
Sometimes I wake up dancing.
In the dark?
Yeah, because it's night. I don't have a nightlight. I'm an adult.
The thing is, there's a difference between dancing badly well, the way Carlton does, and the way actually Will Smith does in the show. There are a few moments where he would do, like, walking on the spot and, like, high-kicking
Running
and
man.
All that stuff. Running Man, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Classic.
And they're doing it really well because they're actually athletes. And by the way, do you remember how buff Carlton was? He was a tank.
He was, wasn't he?
5 foot two, but he was built.
Built like a brick.
Outhouse.
Pool house.
Nice.
Thank you.
And that's great, but when you do have the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, whoa, that actually is just a bad dance done badly.
So how, come on Ali, the fix is in. What's your review of what are you going to give this out of 1990?
Very high, as you may have guessed. I did watch many, and they all impressed me apart from one, which I can't remember because it wasn't that good, but
so unforgettable. That's wrong. Unmemorable.
It really is so watchable. Like, even when I was watching the Sabrina the Teenage Witch ones, I was going, oh, nostalgia is helping me get through this.
Right.
Whereas with Fresh Prince, I went, this is a solid sitcom.
It's great.
Like I say, I was still picking up these Mickey-taking jokes. I would say out of 1,990, I would give this... What don't I like about it, looking back on it? It doesn't have quite as much bite as I want. It's not ever outrageously funny. There aren't like scenes where you can't help yourself.
You're not rolling around, like, let's say, Keenan would be in an episode of Keenan and Kel.
Well said. Yep. There are no moments. I think you and I like a kind of an edgier brand of comedy.
Listen, I'm all about the edge.
I love the edge.
They call me Switchblade on the open mic scene.
Do they?
Yeah, because I'm just so cutting the audience with my edge.
That was that time you killed a man.
Well, I don't like to talk about that anymore.
But yeah, it's cuddly, it's cute. It actually embraces its 90s-ness so much that it transcends.
It's just very of a time. Yeah, yeah.
You can't say, oh my God, it's so dated, because it kind of took the mick out of how of its time, of its own time.
But
it was.
In the intro, is Walkman headphones are massive.
They are honestly the size of plates.
Right, the size of headphones that people like to wear now, really.
Yeah. Oh, so true. Huh? So true. I would say out of 1,990,
yeah,
this would be 1,803.
I'm going to give it...
I think it's very high.
I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 Bernard Matthews turkey dinosaurs. Because that's what I think about when I think about it. Just eating frozen food dinners.
When you're looking back on that, do you not think it was really weird you were eating chunks of your favourite animals?
Well, I knew they were extinct, so I felt it was more like I was doing sort of a testimonial to them stomach.
Actually, that reminds me of the time, you know, when my...
That's what I do every time I eat a hamburger. I'm just like, this one goes out. It's like, you know, you pour one out. They say that.
Mm.
Pour one out. I chow one down from a fallen cows.
Because you obviously had that pet cow when you were growing up.
They lost
in
him.
In Scotland.
Yep.
Yep.
Angus.
Tell me again how you lost Angus. Is it because you shot him in the head with a bolt and then ate him?
Somebody did. I didn't.
Oh, that's
big
of you.
He'd gone. He joined the circus, they told me.
The cow circus.
Kirkus.
The cow circus, I think, is...
Is that the show we're doing next week?
Yeah, I think so. The 1990s classic, cow circus.
Cows. That's probably like an aborted Stephen King novel.
Aborted? It's somewhere in the drawer somewhere.
I think it is, like, in that house. Where does he live? Maine?
Probably.
I think that's right. That's a weird fact I know about Stephen King.
Did we want to shout out,
give out some
to
shout
any
outs.
Of our listeners?
Shout out.
What? Because we have a listener asking us to do Reboot.
Oh my God, that made me so excited. Fucking Reboot.
The Reboot.
Do you remember Reboot?
No, tell me about it.
Reboot. This is a little teaser. Teaser ep. CGI. Is it CGI? Yeah, that's what they call it, isn't it?
You'd know.
CGI is like was computers. Computer-generated imagery.
That's
of course it's called that. It's re, capital B, boot, all one word.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not going to do any spoilers. 94 to 2001, it aired.
Was it a kid show? Holy
shit, it was a kid show.
Was it about robots?
I don't really give it away. I don't want to give anything away. Know this. It was great. It looked like... If they'd made a whole TV show with the same computer graphics as Mr. Chips and Catchphrase.
My word, I'm looking at the images for it. It looks like a cereal/ washing bowl commercial.
Yeah.
It looks like the kind of thing where it's Toilet Duck.
Anyway, we're going to do enough to do that.
I think that's a great idea.
Because I love Reboot.
This looks awesome.
I had the toys. I just remember the toys.
It's from Canada as well, so that's great. I would also like to make a pitch for, and I'd like the listeners to vote for which ones they want to hear first. So your pitch this week is for Reboot. My pitch is for Rex the Runt.
What's that?
It is a Aardman claymation thing.
Right.
Which was actually a bit cheeky and flirty and dirty.
So often.
And it was about four dogs. One of them was a total idiot. One of them had an eye patch. The other one had weird like dog boobs because it was a girl.
Oh.
Rex the Runt, honestly, it had the most amazing theme tune. But yeah, vote in. You on the Twitter.
Text in 64446.
Or we'd prefer actually if you tweeted in because
1-9-0 podcast. Hold on, what's our
No, you got it right.
1990 it's 1990s podcast.
1-9-9-0-S podcast.
1-9-0 Sierra.
We want
podcast.
Your thoughts.
Tell
Neil
us what you think.
Wiley, Neil at Neil Youth Worker, says that we should do Reboot, so we've already got one
Neil,
vote for
shout
him.
Out to Neil.
And Spuddy09 wants Nightmare, and I understand that because that was a
What's
damn,
Nightmare?
Damn good show. Nightmare was the kind of kids' game show where you were kind of. Somebody had a helmet on where they couldn't see, and you told them what to do, and it was all CGI and stuff.
What about what was Zap? Art Attack. We could do
no Art Attack.
Zap.
Maybe
was it Zap?
I loathed Zap with a.
You loathed it. I mean, I hated it. It had so, it was like we'll talk about it. But it was like sort of like a kid's version of like the comedy in Eurotrash.
Yeah, it was like Viz, but swears at all.
No swears, just safe.
Anyway, so vote in, please.
Send in your votes,
either
get in
Rex
on the Twitter.
Or Reboot, or just whatever else you want to hear us nattering on about.
And if you can, take the time out of your day.
Please do.
And sit down and review it on Information Tunes.
Give us 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars. 5 stars? We're desperate Uber drivers. We want the good reviews.
Yes, please. And also, just to sign off, I think we should start doing this and recommend episodes people should go and watch. Just the thing. I would recommend definitely 72 Hours. This is episode 23 of season 1, which
it's called
is where,
72 Hours.
Yeah, where Carton goes to the Hood. He goes to Compton.
Whoa.
And within like a couple of minutes becomes super street. And it's hilarious.
That's amazing.
He wears the most amazing clothes. He looks like a pirate. So yeah, 72 Hours, season 1, episode 23. That also deals with the Hood as well. So
that's
there's,
good.
There's some genuine stuff.
I thought
good
it was going to be like Carlton gets his arm stuck and he has to sew it off.
Amazing.
Like in a condensed.
With his Swiss
he
watch.
Has to click, he has to click his arm out. He has to dislocate it with
as
his dance.
He has to dance out.
So much that it loosens up for him to be free. But it's not. It's about racing
and
some important stuff.
And poor, the poor versus the rich.
But whatever.
It's Carlton actually saying, by the way, I'm just as black as you. You can be poor, yeah. I can be rich. My parents did really well. So what? I'm still black. Mm. And the other one, in terms of it being a
just
really
culture,
serious episode, is season 4, episode 24, which is Papa's Sorry. Got a Brand Pop New Excuse, it. Which is when Will Smith's character deals with the sudden arrival of his dad, who left him when he was really, really young. But it's both very, very funny and also quite serious. It actually is some of the best genuine acting from Will Smith in the whole series. So do check out Papa's Got a Brand New Excuse
That's
series
him.
For episode 24. Anyway, we should probably wrap this up because
let's wrap it up.
How many minutes have we got here?
1 hour. I don't know how many minutes that is, but we've done an hour.
Could somebody email in? What?
If you can tweet at us.
That would be great. And then give us as many stars as the number of minutes on the iTunes.
Yeah, nailed it.
Thanks. All right, we've been crazies in the area.
We've been ghosts in the machine.
We have been, like, really good. So thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I will tune in. You tune in next time.
Just stay blessed. And
and also witchy.
Stay
witchy.
Bitches.
Love it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.